Nordhaus Dunes Fitness. Nordhaus Dunes is a tiny wilderness by a cute end-of-the-road town named Ludington in western Michigan. But any wilderness will do, so as long as your car is miles away and you live in a tent, in an area that will cheer you up and doesn't have any other campers nearby. You should pack in the evening and hope to drive in the morning to beat all traffic, but not have to worry about hitting a deer. Before you leave home, empty your house of kitchen appliances, your crusty toaster, trusty smokeless grill, microwave even. If you are done with overeating, just give them away. And if you can't, maybe consider cutting their plugs off. You will always regret it, of course, but this will serve as a marker that reminds you how important escaping obesity is. It is a strange act to turn your entire life around. You will not return to the stores to shop for another toaster. You are about to become an adventurer, so you don't need toast. Eventually, you'll see all the things that made overeating easy as dangerous and extremely unnecessary. Getting rid of your kitchen appliances won't seem so shocking then. This is, after all, about your health, about your longevity. Things have not gone right. You do need to make drastic changes. When you are not adventuring, and while still large, your diet is just bits of meat on a bed of shredded lettuce. You can use any dressing and trimmings. Unless you don't eat sugar anymore, all your adventures should begin with a tiny little bit of ice cream, if you can find it. Ludington has two huge supermarkets serving a rather large area. You can get hiking gear, extra water, and of course, the almighty sausages. You can only get food for a day or two before it spoils in the sun, so you are not completely cut off from civilization. You will have to visit a well-stocked country gas station or just drive out all the way to the supermarkets every couple of days or so. You earn your sausage by needing to walk for miles to get to your car. And if you head for the city, by checking out all the small town antique stores and local pawn shops. Every moment you are in the little city, you lose weight from walking around. And you teach your body how to use energy and aim to eat healthy. There is nothing to be found at the fast food restaurant now, because you need to hurry back to gather wood for your fire, where you will roast your delicious sausage on a stick and not really feel like eating any carbs. Roasted sausages and even hot dogs are delicious in the woods. Your calorie consumption drops like crazy. And unlike a diet at home, you don't slow down. You keep going out on interesting adventures. There is nothing here to make you tired. You are always energized. Overall, you will begin to slowly spend more time in the wilderness and getting used to walking a few miles to your car so you can get your sausage for the evening and maybe some extra stuff that you never tried before. A hot pepper thing that you instantly regret, but love with all your heart nonetheless, because when was the last time you danced around a fire breathlessly yelping, "Hot, hot, hot, hot!" Wilderness evenings are amazing. You start by gathering wood late in the afternoon and prepare your fire. And then you go out to the main attraction. At Nordhaus Dunes, that is, of course, Lake Michigan. Out on the western end of Michigan, Every evening ends with a beautiful sunset over the endless lake. You never really quite return. You stop by home to get some gear, and you head on to the next adventure. Eventually, you won't need a wilderness, as you will enjoy passing through state parks and such. The only real rule there is visiting every antique store, and perhaps spreading shells on a beach to make the tourists happy. This is a no-workout fitness program. You just keep on trucking until all the walking transforms your body so that you can slowly get to power walking with dumbbells, which will accelerate your transformation. You should always walk for an hour or more and carry dumbbells with you at all times. Not so light that you can carry more, but never so heavy that you must stop. If you do go out to Nordhaus and meet an ancient raccoon, his name is Friday. He is the king of the wilderness. He will watch over you and make sure that you never feel lonesome.